The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I guess by now, just about all the girls of the baby boom generation have been subject to the splash. First time you noticed, might have been at a party. You're wishing you hadn't worn that turtleneck. Hey, it's hot in here, aren't you hot? You say that a couple different times. Nobody seems to pick up on it. Splash. You start keeping it to yourself. Time goes on and you notice the particulars. A little slip of something, like a rubber band letting go just behind the solar plexus, and in a second, splash. The personal volcano that sets every receptor on your skin that has anything to do with heat into a wild jangle. Splash. About as subtle as a bucket of water in the face, and just as convenient. Paying attention to whatever you were paying attention to before the splash isn't like walking while chewing gum. It's like playing double solitaire while riding a unicycle. Splash. You make amazing observations, like how much the bottoms of your feet can sweat. You learn some things, like not to throw your sweater all the way across the room because you're just going to have to get up and go get it. You grasp the immeasurable utility of the cardigan and lacy tank top, the fan, and the shawl. You might start to wonder things about your mother or your grandmother, and all those stupid menopause jokes. Eventually, you learn not to fight it. Splash. You go with it. Watch it run its course. Splash. You get a rhythm to yourself where it's okay to withdraw your awareness from a task or conversation for a minute and then go back. Splash. Lately, I'm trying to figure out if the splashing tapers off and ends or splash. You just get used to it. Here's what I learned that surprised me. I noticed that a lot of the time, the pluck of that inside rubber band that sets it off was a mild startle, like tripping on something and nearly falling. Phew, close call. Ping, splash. Then I started to notice that thoughts could trigger the splash. Little reminding thoughts like, what's the date on the phone bill? I hope it's not overdue. In the solar plexus, that was just like I'd tripped on the stairs, like I dangled for an instant over a chasm of disaster. Splash. Because I remembered to pay the phone bill. Splashing helped me explore a whole logical edifice I own, where every hallway leads to an elevator, and every elevator goes express to a sub-basement muttering congress. Can't keep track of your own blah blah blah, how do you ever respect him, nah, nah. And that's not the half of it. Yeah, just like the time when you blah 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 blah. Splash. I never knew until the splashing started how fast I could transform mundane thoughts into evidence that I must step away from being a failed human. So my body was maybe saying, splash, sorry, not taking in any more toxic thoughts. No more toxic toxins either. Coffee? Splash. Let go of that pesky little piece of tension in the sacrum and the bloodstream says, don't give that stuff to me. Splash. Whatever it is I just got rid of, I'm glad I don't have it anymore. Splash. It would be fun to say that splashing's been a gift, that I learned something from every single one, but that is called the Stockholm Syndrome. It is pretty handy, though, that right about the time the bones are really starting to show their miles, a system starts up inside of you that gets you cleaning out. After that, it's just a bonus if you get some lessons that say it's okay if you don't scurry so much, because you were perfect enough a long time ago. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.